makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It's Wednesday, August 6th, 3 days before the team's first preseason game. Today, head coach Gary Kubiak talked about how much he will play his starters in that game, and he talked about Andre Johnson's status. But first, remember you can buy tickets to your Kenny Chesney when he comes to Reliant Stadium on Saturday, August 16th. Go to HoustonTexans.com for more information.
Fight 72! Fight 72!
In the first preseason game, starters usually only play one quarter. In this game, some young guys might get more time. Rookie left tackle Dwayne Brown will probably play the entire first half. Kubiak will make the final decision tonight.
You know, we're going to talk about it tonight. You know, historically, your starters are going to play up to a quarter, and then you're going to work with your twos through periods two and three, and look at all your young players in period four. So, historically, that's what we do. We'll get up there and talk about it, but I think our team's in a situation where we've got some young players that are starters that, to me, need to play more than the typical first 15 plays. So we got to go decide who those guys are.
Gary. Wideout Andre Johnson has been going through pool workouts and doing some light running. His groin is improving, but he probably won't see the field against the Broncos.
He's better, Tim. You know, he's, I would say if we were playing a regular season game this week, we'd be pushing him, and I think it'd be close to whether or not he could play. Since we're in the situation we're in with preseason, we'll be extra cautious with him. He's conditioning with Kevin right now, and hopefully we get him back to work next week.
Running back Amon Green, on the other hand, continues to look healthy and should be in the starting lineup.
He's doing great. You know, he's had a really good camp. You know, he's been exceptional working. We've been able to give him a break in the afternoons. Looks like he's getting ready for, you know, a big one. And I think all of us know we need a big one out of him. So,
as always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Thursday with the latest Texas news. Remember, it's always football time in Houston.